There is a lot that we feel like we have to carry everywhere we go at any given moment. Today, we learn how to set down that burden. This is episode 231 on the practice of grace and letting go with Dave Champ Moore. You're tuned into Forever Athlete Radio, where together we go far. I'm your host, Corey Camp, and today I sit down with Dave, who's a good friend of mine out in LA, who moved out there to pursue his dreams of acting. He's worked steadily in commercials, TV, and other media projects since making that move after his football career ended. Dave is also a fellow writer with two published books out there and a podcast host of the podcast, Keeping It 1000, which is an art form in and of itself. It's 1,000 seconds long, and he tells beautiful stories in that time frame. I don't know how he does it. As you listen to the show, you know we keep it much longer than just 1,000 seconds. And that's okay. That's what Dave does really well. He also organizes nonprofit and charity events for the Special Olympics and the National Breast Cancer Foundation in the little spare time that he does have. Dave and I dive deep into exploring how we can really tap into a truly ever-present inner peace, even what it really feels like at times life's biggest setbacks. We explore the practice of giving ourselves grace, a foreign concept to a lot of athletes out there. As always, I want to thank you for being here. If you haven't done so already, I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and subscribe wherever it is that you're listening to. It really helps me and the show grow more than you know. Now, let's dive into it with Dave. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We got the champ, the people's champ in the building here. My man, I got to know. First off, before I even ask you how you're doing, what's the word of the day?
Dang, you put me on the spot. I should have known. All right. The word of the day is C-Hamp. Corey Camp is also a champ. C-Hamp.
There we go. If you don't know what that's about, you got to go check out Dave over on the Instagrams. He's got some great word of the day videos. Dude, those have truthfully always come at like such a pivotal point. I try not to scroll truthfully all that much. Thankfully your stuff, whenever I need it, it is like one of the first two or three things up there. And then I'll go back and watch some of the other. I'm like, how did I miss this? Like, this stuff is gold. It just always lightens the mood, man. So I want to acknowledge you first off for like putting that out in the world, but how the heck are you, dude?
No, well, first, thank you. Thank you for saying that, because as goofy and stupid as it is, it's just me mispronouncing words. I think it's because, man, growing up and getting the English language down, you're looking at stuff and you're like, that's how you say that? And I started to just have fun with it. And one day, my friend was like, yo, you should start recording these. My cousin, actually, he's like, you should start recording these. And I'm like, why? He said, it's funny. And I'm not thinking nothing of it. I'm just like, we're just being goofy. But thank you for saying that, man. I'm glad somebody watches them, because sometimes I'm just embarrassing myself online. That's all. But I'm good, brother. Just staying busy, still in Los Angeles and doing my part, trying to just stay blessed, live each day to the fullest, man, and trying to stay proactive and every category of my life. So that's the main gist, man.
I love it. I was trying to reflect back before we sat here and jammed. How did we first connect in the first place? Was it Clubhouse? Was that the OG connection, or what was it?
Nah, just like how you said you don't try to scroll. Like, I try to be limited on social media. Like, I heard an app where they said people are just on there talking. I never really got on Clubhouse, bro.
There we go. I don't blame you.
No, we actually met through, you sent me a LinkedIn message, and it was going
there
into.
There we go.
It might have been 2 years ago now.
Like, probably.
Okay. And I think you had just moved to LA, and you hit me up, and I don't ever check LinkedIn, but you were the first person to actually send a message that wasn't a pyramid scheme, like a pyramid scheme. And he's like, yeah, Corey Camp said, hey, how are you doing? I'm a former athlete, this and that. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna read this dude's message. And he's like, hey, let's connect if you can, have each other's contact information. And that was it, dude. And I think we went to get tea or coffee or something. Yeah. Like after that. Yeah.
I love it, man. I think I'm glad you take it that way, because I mean LinkedIn of all places too. I think just the culture right now, the and I think this kind of talks about the theme a little bit of what we kind of agreed upon that we were gonna jam on. So this is kind of a perfect segue in some ways, but I think the underlying intentions behind messaging in today's culture has gotten so misconstrued. There always is this thought that there's an alternative motive behind someone reaching out. It's they're only reaching out to me if they can make money off of me. They're only reaching out to me if they're interested in me as like a sexual partner, like whatever it may be. It's such a lost art, I think, in our society to have genuine, pure intentions. And so I'd love to jam on that with you, because I think yeah, I'd just love to hear your thoughts, and then we'll go from there.
So yeah, just kind of echoing what you just stated, agreed. And I will say some of that is because we were in Los Angeles, you know, like that played its role. Like you're just kind of thinking, what's in it for me, or what are they thinking? It's transactional. And yeah, I think we're definitely a little lost as a society, but that's why on a good positive note, it's such a blessing. And it's like it's abnormal when we're like, oh, that was refreshing. Like me and you just got coffee or whatever. And like we started talking like we've known each other for years, and you know, about where we're from, what brought us here. And for the listeners, Corey and I have never done anything outside of podcasting that was like crazy. And that's why I appreciate you, man, just because you have very pure intentions. And when you do find that in people or in a company or any situation, you're gonna find a way to support. That's why I listen to your podcast. That's why whenever I see something you're doing on the gram, I'm like, okay, dope, whatever. Like,
I
even
appreciate
sometimes,
it.
what's cool about you too, bro? You probably don't even remember this, but it spoke volumes about you. It was when we first the first Christmas where we knew each other. I was flying home. I was delayed on a flight, all this stuff going crazy. And you're just kind of panicking because you're text all day, or how are you getting back home to Ohio? What are you doing? No, what? Oh, we're gonna start doing this, whatever. Like you're just in a kind of a panic all day. And then I get a text from Corey Champ that says, hey dude, just want to say, how are you doing? What's up? Merry Christmas. Hope you have a blessed one. And it wasn't a mass text, like you personalized it. And I was like, damn, there's still good people that just think about you randomly like that. And yeah, bro. So that's my take on it, man.
Dude, I appreciate it. And I think yeah, it's to your point, you said earlier, just trying to stay busy. And I was like, I'm in a season of doing the opposite. I think it's taking time to and recognizing in this, like everyone will be in different seasons. It's nuanced. It's not a me versus you and one's inherently right or wrong, but we can only have what's right for ourselves in this moment and not try to fight it, not try to, you know, we got to truly just surrender and be into that space. But in that stillness, like a big practice that I've had over the past few years is, dude, if someone comes into your mind for whatever reason, shoot them that note. Shoot it, because you never know. And thank you for sharing that. I had no idea that you were going through that as you were receiving that. And there's something truly powerful in that. And I think truthfully, in those moments, like when you're still, that's when you allow space for God to be able to actually speak with you, have that conversation. And he's always there. He's always talking to us. It's just we're oftentimes not still and silent enough to actually pause and hear what's going on. And
Receive
the,
it, huh?
yeah, I don't know about you, man. The more that I've always tried to just suppress and ignore that fact, the louder it gets, to the point where usually that's where I'm getting shook to my core of like, all right, dude, you didn't address this, so I'm gonna make you. Here you go. Here it is.
I got it. If you want me to share, I got a heavy story on that.
Let's do it.
So,
I want to hear it, man.
all right.
You're the guest. You're the this is your
I
show.
got you.
Come
I'm so used to podcasting too, I
on.
know. So You saying too much, not saying enough. Last year, 2022, man, I think I moved different locations in Los Angeles, well, Southern California, I should say, 5 times in 11 months. It was crazy, bro. And there was a week where I went from Burbank to Santa Clarita to Palos Verdes. Like, I was all over the map, and I was driving like 2 hours to work, and it was the crazy. It wasn't the worst time of my life, but definitely the most like stressful, just making ends meet with stuff and trying to find a place to live. And when I finally was like getting used to not having a set home, I should say, because I was staying with friends and stuff like that, kind of couch surfing. I did this week, bro, where I was so tired, like just eyes were droopy, terrible. And I dude, I can't even, I'm thinking about it, I can't even believe it. I slept in my car for a week, and I was, like I said, driving back and forth, just got to me. And throughout that week, like, God was telling me, you need a home, but the message was, you need a foundation. That's what he was really saying to me. And I kind of ignored it, like what you said. And I was, all right, no, I got it. I got it. I'm cool with being in the car. I'm tough. Us former athletes, nothing bothers us. We're good. We're good. So the first day that I did that, my car battery died. And I was like, okay, no problem. Get a jumper. Got jumpers, fixed it. The second day, my tire got a nail. So, okay, no problem. We got the spare tire, the bike tire we'll put on. So we did that. Dude, the third day, I have a push to start car. The push to start wouldn't turn off. I'm not exact, like, it wouldn't, the car would not turn off. So no problem. I know a little bit about cars. Lifted up the hood, pulled one of the fuses, got it to work. The fourth day, dude, I got hit. And and so my bumper was completely on the ground. And the car was still drivable, but dude, it was just missing its whole, my car was missing its whole butt. Like, everything was gone. And I started looking at my car, and I'm like, dude, it's turning into a death trap in 4 days. And I talked to a friend, and he said to me, he looked and he said, you know, bro, I think that you're ignoring God. And he's saying, no, I'm gonna force you to get this foundation, or I'm gonna start taking away what you're forcing yourself to make your foundation. You can't live in your car. You need to be doing this. You need to be doing that. And I slowly started to see, like, yeah, if I lose this car, I'm out of everything right now. So, long story short, man, I think that that's very true. And that was what happened to me. And that was kind of like one of my te things to my testimony, like how to push through. So,
Yeah.
and when you're in your stillness, listening. So.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you sharing, and I can only imagine. I think you mentioned it too, that former athlete background, which is obviously what the show's centered around to a degree, is I'm finding, man, in the life after, there's a lot of unlearning. There's a lot of lessons that served us well at certain points in certain seasons of our lives aren't meant to serve us anymore. They're not meant, like, we're not meant to force everything. And truthfully, if you really look at it, I don't think we were meant to force anything when we were playing either, you know, but we think we understand the message, and then we like try to put our human spin on it oftentimes. We hear it and we say, cool. I got it. And now I'm going to take it out of context, and I'm going to put it into my experience and my environment, and I'll show you how it's applied. And it's like, okay. He almost gives us a little bit of space to be like, yeah, dude, try that. See how that feels. See how that works. And then something, you know, happens, and you're like, yeah, that didn't really work. But it's like sometimes we often have to learn that for ourselves. It's like when you're a kid and you put your hand on the stove and you get burnt and you're like, ah, bad. Got it. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, dude, it's you know what's funny too is like even though we learned that the stove is hot, sometimes we still hover our hand over it. We're
Yeah.
like, maybe it still won't burn us. No, it's still the same thing. Still the same concept.
I was about to say, is it still canceled? But that Kanye and Kid Cudi song of like, put my hands on the stove to see if I still bleed or whatever the lyric is. That's just what came to my head
I'm
as you
just
were talking
laughing
about
that you
that.
said is it still canceled? That's what's funny to me. Is it still canceled? I don't know about Kanye. I think Kid Cudi's fine. He's
He's
from
good.
Ohio, so a lot of my friends still bump him. So he's
There we
yeah,
go.
I think
There we go.
I'm safe zone.
Oh man, what in this current season of life that you're in, like how have you learned over just the course of your experience those moments where you're like, all right, I need to drop being stubborn. I need to just surrender to like what is. And that doesn't mean just like sitting back and being like, kick the feet up, okay, I'm good often, right? But surrender what it is and then take action and lead as a man in that too.
I'd be lying to you, bro, if I told you I know how to master it.
I appreciate that answer more than anything.
Like it's I think that's I just had a conversation with a coworker about this who's kind of in a life situation, you know, life is life and when we talked, I just said all your friends that you see or all the things that you believe or hear, like they're still figuring their life out. Like me and you, Corey, we still figuring our lives out. My mom and dad, they still figuring their lives out. And they've been here and like it's everybody. And it's just like school. All right, cool. You graduated your freshman year. You're not done learning. On to your sophomore year. It's just we're way past that and now we're in grad school for a while learning and still learning and still learning and I think this is actually our senior year of COVID though but like take that for example COVID nobody knew what to do we were still learning we were just like what's going on in the world like how do we protect ourselves how are we supposed to go out and do this and if you tell yourself you think you know what you're doing I call it BS just because if something throws a curve, if God throws a curveball at you, yo, what are you gonna do with it? And those lessons though, with learning, I think the greatest thing we can do as people, and I think we talked about this on my podcast a couple years ago, but is it's like what you and I do is inspiring and encouraging other people. So I think the whole point is you learn that lesson to help prevent somebody else from doing that action. Like our action is to pass along the information. And hopefully the people that you give the information to receive it, take it, and they try to avoid that obstacle the same. And then they do the same and it trickles down. So we don't have nothing mastered, bro. And if you do, it's because you're God. So
I think
that's my
we like to
man.
play that role a lot,
Yeah, we do.
and that's it's a dangerous role to try to play because we were not cast into that by any means, right? So yeah, man, I think I'm curious in all of that because it can be frustrating being a beginner again. It can be frustrating to be humbled in those ways. How have you found yourself being able to receive and give grace in those moments? To walk with what is coming up.
Man, it's a great question, bro. Man, I don't know. It's like I think when you learn stuff and you learn more, I don't know if this will answer you exactly, but I think when you do what we just said and you kind of learn that stuff, the reward is like you get a little bit more peace within yourself. And I think that's the ultimate goal too, man. It's like when you don't know what you're doing or you don't know how you're going to do it. And like, I'll take my car example again. That was a trash week. I'm just going to say it was a bad week. But like, I learned so much more about cars now. I found a place out of that situation. I got to, as much as I was couch surfing, I became way closer with some of those friends. And so, like, that's my takeaways and the things that kind of brought me that inner peace is that I learned, hey, if stuff went wrong here, because my family is all in Ohio, you can call on this friend or this friend to be there. If your car tire went out, you can change it now or whatever. You can fix a battery. And I kind of take those battles, or sorry, I take what those battles were as those small victories, and I tell myself, like, yo, victory is victory. 1 point, 2 points, 30 points, you still won. So, yeah.
Yeah, man, I think it's a conversation of one, like I love the perspective. There's so much power in that perspective. It's easy when things aren't going right to look around and just continue to look at what's not going right. It's easy when you're on a string of trash days or trash like I talk with this a lot with some clients. It's like it's frustrating to date. It's frustrating to make friends. It's like human connection has but never been harder, it seems, on so many levels. And we only make it harder for ourselves if each time something doesn't work out, inherently we tell ourselves the same story of, oh, everyone's the same. Oh, here we go again. Like another one, you know? And it's, I love that you're able to separate, it sounds like, and recognizing, I think it's okay for grace to take time. We're not asking for a superhuman response in the face of tragedy, in the face of trauma, in the face of like negative things happening in your life. We are all human. That's not the role that we were meant to play. But ultimately, the way forward and the way through letting go and actually getting back to that inner peace is through that grace, is what I'm hearing from you.
No, dude, 100%. And I love what you just said about it takes time. And that's such a hard thing for us to grasp. It's like, as human, like, time, what do you mean? Like,
I'm so
10
impatient.
minutes, 30, yeah, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. We're so impatient. And I do, man. I think when you just, it's like what you first started off with the question, like, it is what it is. I think that's what I look at time as, where it's going to happen for you or it's not going to happen for you. But like the timeline, bro, we talked about you texting me on Christmas, and I may have never told you that story, whatever, but that was 2 years ago, and you found out about it now, 2 years later. And like, you're like, oh, dang, like, that's what's up. I didn't know that.
And I
And
needed to hear that right now, you know, with the season that I'm going through in some way. So I, yeah, it's always perfect, but time is, I'd also argue, dude, like time isn't linear in a lot of ways. Like we, which is so tough, I think, coming from the structures that we were raised on, and when you're looking at like athletic background, right? Like you got a championship game at a certain date that's set at the start of the year, and you work backwards from there. You got, you know, and it starts with preseason, and you know, like what you're going to be doing in preseason, and you know what you're going to be doing in the regular season. And like, as there becomes this regular cadence, and we almost fall under this false impression that that same cadence will apply to all areas of our life. And when you look at truly the most beautiful foundational relationships, they're often a result of you allowing the space for those things to happen on their own timeline. You can't force closeness. You can't force your way into creating something beautiful. There's no shortcut to it. It's really a matter of taking a step back. And that's something I'm still learning. And it sounds like something you're still learning. It's like, how have you found yourself in those times where you are impatient? Like, what does that conversation look like when you're, because I know you, man, you got a level of awareness about you that you catch yourself in it.
Thank you.
What,
Thank
how do you
you.
get out of that?
Oh man, like I said, I have not mastered anything, my dog.
I'm working, we're looking, this isn't a how-to podcast of like 3 steps to mastering your No, like
Yeah,
it's, I hate those. This is just, I would love to just hear your experience in that and maybe nuggets that have helped you grow in that.
man, I think for sure the way to take a step back is to go back to like your roots of stuff. Me personally, I don't do it anymore, and people used to think I was crazy when they found out, but like during COVID, you know how crazy that was here, like lockdown 24/7, all that. So flights were cheap. Dude, I would fly home and walk on my football field because that's where I learned how to, in a way, become like a young adult. And so I would do that. I do acting and writing and screenwriting. So I started writing, and I just find the outlets, man, that give me joy. You know, I think that it's kind of like what you're saying with the how-to thing. If you meditate and do other things, like that's great. My meditation is sports, or it's music, it's things I grew up that helped me get out of those situations as a kid. And I'm just like, oh, it's the same thing, you know? And so I take a step back, I go for a walk, I put in my headphones, you work out, you know, we obviously do that. Maybe you, like, I used to do this. I ain't like you no more, man. Go take some swim laps, something like that, you know, just to cool off. But I think it's just reverting back to the old ways of things that help you remain grounded, and just remembering, even though it's something you do it because of the joy you get from it. Like you're not doing it to knock out a chore of, hey, I'm depressed today, I'm gonna go shoot some hoops. Like, no. Let the depression go, and let it go through that activity that you need to help yourself.
Dude, I think it's so easy to lose sight of that. You know, people hear that and they'll be like, that's crazy, dude. Why would you hop on a flight to go do it? But if it
Enough.
works for you, it works for you. It grounds you, it grounds you. And I think as humans, we think that we often have to overcomplicate. The more intricate and like complex the solution is, the inherently better it is for our lives. And truthfully, I think we're just called to a life of simplicity. Over and over and over again. And each time again, we try to overcomplicate, we get shown otherwise. But it's so easy to lose sight of those simple things. It's so easy to lose that inner child joy that we experienced at various times. And we start to get in our own head and say, I'm too old for that, dude. Like, no, I can't go swim laps. I can't go walk on the football field. I can't, like, whatever it is, it's oftentimes a narrative of I can't. I will say from a something that has helped me is I encourage people to write a joy list. So taking the time to actually take inventory and bring awareness to those things that bring them joy and just keeping that in a note in your phone. And so when you then have the awareness, when you have that stillness moment and you're able to recognize truthfully how you're feeling or what you can refer back to that list, and now you got some ideas, some possible solutions that you can start to draw upon, right? But I like to equate it as like, yeah, we can all be chefs and like make a meal in the kitchen, but if we don't have ingredients or a cookbook or a recipe to follow, we don't really know how it's going to turn out. Not all of us need recipes, strict recipes. Some of us just need a little bit of guidance. We can figure things out with skill, with practice, with experience. And so, as we get experience in trying to work ourselves through these funks, it's really about following a little bit of guidance, a little bit of structure, and reminding yourself, okay, this works for me. I'm gonna go do this. I'm gonna try that. Just keep it simple, man. That's what I'm hearing from you. Just the simpler it is, the better.
And I, yeah, no, 100%. And I want to add on to like maybe people who feel like they don't know what their joy might be in the moment. And I love that you said a joy list, because dude, that's brilliant. Because when you actually write it down or whatever, like I know you said in the notes, but when you visually see it, it's so different. And then you might write something and then another thought. It's like, oh, you know what? That goes with this and then that. And if you feel like you haven't figured out what your joy list might be, I tell you what, I bet you some people in your life probably could tell you too, like, oh no, you used to do this, or you like having this, you like making this, and then those memories or thoughts start to come back, and you'll figure it out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, man, I think other people pick up on that stuff too. If we don't pick up on it, other people definitely are.
100%.
Parents, friends, lifelong friends, reaching out to those people, I think that's huge. What lights you up, dude? I think you said a little bit of things there, but what's bringing you joy right now in this season?
Man, it might be writing, and the reason is I'm a very authentic, I try to be a very authentic person, and when I'm writing, I can't just write you a story because I'm like, oh, it's in my schedule today, like let me get started on it. It's one of those things where like life has to happen, and you get the ideas from what's going on in your life. And like I said, last year with the car stuff, the moving, I had no motivation to write, and I had no motivation to do any of that. And I'm looking at myself like, yo, what's wrong with me? Like, what I'm good at, I'm not doing it. Why am I not doing it? And then within that time, once I got through all that, I noticed this, and maybe you'll appreciate this too, bro. For the 30 days that I want to say life seemed very like hell, I wasn't praying as much because I didn't have like a foundational place to pray in. Even though you can pray anywhere, you could pray, but like just somewhere to, get down and do it. I started writing prayers down. And I started to notice, like, okay, this helps me remember to pray. This helps me know what I prayed about. I'm speaking it out there. I'm talking to God. And a couple months go by. Like I had did it for like that month. A couple months go by, and then my friend was like, "Hey, man, I want to have a moment where I talk to you. How do I like come to God, come to Jesus?" And he's like, "Okay, cool. How do you pray?" Corey, my journal stuff was like a 30-page thing of like how to pray and some of the simple prayers you can pray on. And I was like, yo, life had to happen for me to write this because I wasn't motivated and it was unintentional. But that's the beauty of your tough spots, man. You find a way out of it, and you find something that, yo, maybe in the moment you don't see it, but now it can relate to that person and it can help them. And it's like what we talked about earlier, just passing it down and helping get people, through the tough time and through the obstacle course. So
Yeah, man, that's beautiful.
writing, bro. Yeah.
Love that. I love it. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting reflecting back on my own experience there, and it's like, in some ways, it was taught to me growing up in church, but it wasn't ever. It didn't ever feel like until recently empowered for it to actually come from me. And I think that's the beauty in all of this is recognizing that when it comes to a relationship with a higher self, it really boils down to that's going to look different for everyone. Detaching from the need to compare someone's further along in their relationship than you, just like we do on like actual, like I don't want to say actual relationships, but in real life relationship. And it's so easy to compare, but finding the things that root and ground you into your own relationship and how you can cultivate a deeper sense there. What are you doing now? It's I obviously writing. Anything else that you found that just allows that relationship for you to get watered a little bit deeper, like grow those roots?
Man, go through some BS, like real answer, but
Perfect.
I think, man, I'd be sitting here lying to you if I tell you I don't like I forget to pray sometimes. I forget to talk to God. I forget to do simple stuff. I did this for a while, but when I started, excuse me, when I started like working a bunch and then doing stuff with acting, I kind of fell from it because the hours are scattered. I used to have like an alarm, like a every hour alarm
Yeah.
that went off, and that was my reminder of like, hey, you can pray. And I heard this quote, because you might have the question, how often should I pray or how long should I pray? And I think it was, I never pray for more than 20 minutes, but I always pray within the 20 minutes. It's something like that, where basically he was saying, I always pray. Like, even if I'm talking right now, God bless this podcast, bless Corey and everything that we're trying to put together and glorify you. Bam, that's a prayer, you know? And I think that's the beauty in it too. It can be very simple, very simple.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this huge formal thing. And I think that's to distill it down to just like the walk that we're all walking in this. I mean, most people are listening to this because they want to get better. They're wanting to seek out some form of self-improvement and recognizing that, you know, it's in the little details. It's in the little things of that's where those things are built with time. It's not these gigantic binges of 10 podcasts in a row. It's so easy to overcomplicate and try to overconsume in our world. And to say, and it almost creates this false sense of familiarity that we've actually changed. We've actually learned the lesson and then we've put it into practice.
100%, dude. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
That's tough. Where do you want to go from here? I'm open to it. Of wherever, whatever you feel like you're feeling called to really talk on, I want to give you that space.
Dude, I'm gonna talk on you. I'm gonna say it's very cool to just see your transition, of following your calling the last 2 years. What I see right now is I'm trying to get a vision from God in the moment, kind of like a prophecy thing. But what I see right now is you, man, and just the fact that like you've given a space to former athletes who, like us, two of us, we are such on an itinerary, like what you said earlier. Like, we have a schedule, we have a set, but we have a set time to go to the bathroom. Like, you know what it is. Like, we're told so much. And so when we leave that world, we're a little lost and we're trying to find our way. And we're like, this don't add up. You're saying I can pick my schedule. Like, it sounds crazy, but people don't understand how structured our minds work. And I just want to say, what's so cool about you is that you've given that space for the athletes and people to come on here, share their story, and you unselfishly do a great job of it, because you're doing so many like stories and you're getting so many testimonies out there to people where maybe this story doesn't relate, but the next guest it does. And man, it's brilliant, because people don't think us former athletes have interesting stories a lot, because it's all the same. You guys play,
Because
you
we're
know.
former, it's in the past.
Exactly. Yeah, good point. Good point. We're not still playing, we're not still doing it. But all that to just say, to see your transition in the, I don't say the entertainment world, but the podcasting world, the world with your publishing, your books, the world with relationships with people, your new relationship on with like God, because last time we talked, it wasn't really about that. And so, dude, it's a breath of fresh air, as I stated earlier about who you are, but just to see you mold and shape into this new, transformed you that still has the same morals and values as a human, that is putting together such a powerful platform that is resonating and touching people, and you may never hear it from people. That's why I'm telling you now. Yeah,
Appreciate it, man.
you may never hear it from a lot of people because that's just us as humans. We don't say anything. But it could be a podcast from 2 years ago. It could be a conversation you have from 10 years ago. But all I'm saying is remain in who you are, man, and remain to do the work that you are, and remain to do it for God. And I think that you're doing a big blessing and you're impacting people and inspiring them in the right direction. So, yeah.
Brother, thank you.
For sure.
Seriously. It's
For
never
sure.
happened before at the end of
What?
at the end of a podcast. I'm usually the one pouring in, so I'm very much just I'm receiving, and I hear you, and thank you for understanding and just recognize that and feeling called to call into that. Yeah, it is. It's so interesting. I think when we look at it, I had a really good chat with my mom about this earlier this week. This will be a few weeks ago by the time this gets out, but she was like, she had a really, she just said some really impactful stuff to me. I'll leave it at that. And it was this moment of like her and I just being like, she finally sees me, and like I finally see her, and like it was so cool to be able to experience that. And I think that is a deep-rooted desire that all of us want. And I will say that only happens when we allow him to use our voice, when we open to that. We were all given a voice. We were all given gifts, and it truthfully becomes on us to allow him to use those gifts in this world. And it just so happens that, people like you and I, we're blessed to be creatives, to put out content, to put out books, stories, podcasts, all of the things. And whatever, someone listening to this, if you don't know what your gifts are, allow that, take some time, take some space to explore that, and know that they're never final. They're never like whatever comes up for you today isn't the definitive, this is the thing I have to do for the rest of my life, but rather it's a, okay, this is what's working right now. I told you earlier, like I'm in a very much of a season of just service right now. Like I'm not really attached to what that looks like, but I want to serve. I want to go places and just pour into people and hold space and hear what they're going through and offer some sort of just support. And maybe it's the, like I just had coffee before this with a gentleman here in Austin who's going through a really freaking tough time, and I just recognized that. And it felt so cool because he was messaging me, and he's like, dude, I see the work you do. I would love to work with you. I'm just not in a spot. I can't afford it. I said, don't worry about it. Let's grab coffee. He's like, really? And I go, yeah, coffee on me. Let's go chat it out. Let's just see what's up. And I'm just confident, man. I'm just so trusting that like I'm not attached to how it gets to look. And I recognize that in you too. The stuff that you're doing is really cool. Like,
Thanks, brother.
bro, the children's book, and like I remember when we sat down and had this conversation in LA of how, how we could bring something like this to the world a little bit more. I still mean that. I still mean every ounce of that. I think there's no timeline to it. We can't rush it, but there's so much there, dude. It's really cool. I respectful of both of our times here. I want to ask you the fast five. We're going to pivot real quick into some rapid fire stuff. And they're going to be one sentence, one word answers, and then we'll give the people what they really want, where they can find you and the word of the day and all the other great stuff you're doing in the world.
I got you. Let's do
Number one, bro, is what's your favorite podcast? You can plug your own in.
I'm gonna plug mine in, but that's not my favorite one. I can't say that. Now, Keeping It 1000 is my podcast. It's a double entendre for keeping it more than real, but also in 1,000 seconds, like 15, 16 minutes. But my favorite podcast for real, it might be if you know Shannon Sharp, Club Shay Shay. I listen to Club Shay Shay a lot. So
Nice. Favorite book that you've read in the past year?
man, it's called Relationship Goals by Michael Todd. It's a pastor in Oklahoma. So well known
Nice.
pastor now, yeah.
Number three, what is something you can't live without?
Gatorade.
What is it?
Gatorade.
Gatorade. Athlete.
Yes.
I
If you
crushed
know
a
me,
Gatorade
you
yesterday, bro, after playing pickleball in like 100 degree heat for 2 hours. Hit different. It was great.
know. People don't understand, man. They don't understand.
You got just this body craving for it. I think we're just low key addicted from our childhood. Number
Yeah.
four, what is a quote that you live by?
Man, I'm gonna sound so corny, brother. I'm gonna sound so corny. Create history and make possibilities. Champ.
Nothing corny about that. I love it.
The acronyms. Yeah.
I get it. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Number five, man. If you could sum up your focus right now, just the season of life that you're in just one word, what's that word?
Man, give me a second. That is a good question. You know what? My word of this, I'm gonna say what my word of this year is tranquility. It's important, bro. And like last year happened, and it's like, what did I gather from it? And I was like, oh, finding your peace. So, yeah.
Well, here's to more peace, my man.
Yeah.
I think you're walking the right path to get it. Where
Thank
can
you.
those listening in catch up with you, get the books that you've blessed and
Thank
put out into the world here? Like, talk to the
you,
people,
man.
man.
I'm talking to another book club member too right now. So what you talking about? Nah, you can find me on IG is champ underscore more. And that's CHAMP underscore MOORE. And then all my little book links and stuff like that, it's in the bio and the link tree. But yeah, the two books are Disadvantages Versus Advantages, and that's my self-help book on how to like see the glass as overflowing rather than half empty. And then the children's book, Alvin Travels America, is just like it sounds, the 50 states, a way to help educate not only the youth but the adults reading it about our country. And yeah, man, just those are my main things. And I have films and all that, but that would be a lot more of a list. So yeah.
We'll leave it there. We'll have it all linked below. Champ, thanks for coming by and stopping by and spending some time today.
Dude, hey, thank you, man. And like I said, thank you for all you're doing, and I appreciate you.